As promised, we're going to be looking at our Middle East news update with David Dolan, longtime journalist in Jerusalem, over 35 years of experience. And David, a lot of things to talk about. Let me kick it off with a very interesting and somewhat of a surprise visit by the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, crossing the border into Jordan and meeting with King Abdullah. Now, this must have been in relationship with the Palestinian-Israeli peace talks under the leadership of John Kerry, Secretary of State. But indeed, this was an interesting meeting, the Prime Minister actually going over to meet with King Abdullah.
Yes, Jimmy, it's not, though, the first time. He's done that, in my recollection, four or five times. It's never pre-announced for security reasons, but I have watched his helicopter with Army helicopter escorts actually heading towards the Jordanian border on more than one occasion from my apartment. So he did it, but yeah, they were talking probably primarily about the peace process and the proposals that John Kerry has brought that were pretty heavily criticized by the Israeli defense minister, but that's another topic this week. The security arrangements in the Jordan Valley are, of course, of great interest to both countries, and both countries share a wariness of turning it over to the Palestinian Authority. So Abdullah agrees with Netanyahu, basically, on that issue, but Kerry proposed that, that there be some sort of security arrangement there, but it wasn't strong enough for Israel to accept it, apparently, so it's being modified again. But I'm sure they also discussed the war in Syria. That's affecting both countries, especially Jordan, with this huge influx of refugees. I'm also sure they discussed Iran and the nuclear program, and maybe they even talked about the possibility of Israel heading over Jordanian airspace if they had to do some sort of action. Now, that's just speculation, but all of these issues, and of course what's going on in Egypt, are explosive. They're huge, and they are, those are the only two fairly sane, stable leaders in the region, in my estimation, is Netanyahu and King Abdullah. And so they're trying to work together as much as they can, and Netanyahu is trying to keep the king in the loop on the peace talks for sure.
Well, as history as our guide, we can see that has been the case down through the years with Israelis and Jordanians, the leadership of both countries coming together. I can remember Yitzhak Rabin, when Prime Minister of Israel, having a relationship with King Hussein, King Abdullah's father, and then even farther back than that. And so this is somewhat kind of normal, but it's good they coordinate together because both of them are going to come out on a bad side if there's not a proper agreement made, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It could be a Hamas state within a year or two of its creation if that were adjacent to the Jordanian border. And then they would be launching countermeasures against Jordan, insurgency operations probably to topple Abdullah. He knows that. So he fears a Palestinian state probably almost as much as Israel does. So that's something that doesn't get stated outright, but the evidence on the ground would suggest that.
And speaking of the peace process, the defense minister, Moshe Yaalon, made the statement that indeed, Secretary of State Kerry seems to be messianic in his peace process plan in order to bring the two sides together. This somewhat upset the Obama administration, but now there are many rushing in defense to the side of Yaalon saying, hey, that is correct. This is ridiculous. What's going on?
Well, Jimmy, I've been informing your audience, as you recall, since Kerry first started this process nearly a year ago, that the Israeli government was not happy about it at all and didn't see any chance. Now, there's a couple people in the cabinet, Tzipi Livni, who is leading the negotiations and is part of a centrist party. There's a couple members that do support Kerry's talks at this time, thinking there could possibly be a settlement. But the overall estimation, as we heard from Yaalon, is this is too dangerous a time period to be doing this. It's crazy. There's no chance it's going to succeed now. He didn't state this, but I'm the defense minister, and I have to pick up the pieces if we have another uprising because of a failed peace process. Better to have no peace process than a failed one. And at this point in time, the Israeli leaders, Netanyahu strongly believes, it is not time for this. Good grief, this massive war north, just north of Israel. They're getting hit overnight, Ashkelon, by 5 rockets from Gaza. Egypt is a mess. We talked about the threats against Jordan, Iraq, the worst violence in 5 or 6 years, and then Iran. And the nuclear program, which, as you know, they boasted this week, was a victory over the West and that they'd snookered us, and that's the way the Israelis see it. So there are much bigger issues right now than peace with the Palestinians, and especially, as he stated, because the security arrangements and the things they might come up with are not going to satisfy both sides. That's clear. It's not the time to do this. And also, Israel still wants to see Hamas out of the Gaza Strip before any final peace accord is signed, lest they, as I mentioned earlier, come over and take over the West Bank, which they will certainly try to do. So these are all issues in the way of peace, and Yalom is just being honest, and I would say 2/3 of the Israeli public, there'll be opinion polls taken on it probably over the weekend, but they are supportive of what he said because they all know the facts.
Let's speak about Hamas just a moment. They made a statement, at least one of their leaders made the statement that Israel will be gone by 2022. He seemingly referred to some type of Islamic prophecy, but boy, this sounds like they really mean business about wiping Israel off the face of the earth.
That's actually, Jimmy, a statement that was made by the founder of Hamas in 1991 or 1992, and he, I recorded it in my first book. So he prophesied, quote unquote, and since his death, he is kind of considered a bit of a prophet or a martyr saint sort of thing amongst the Hamas followers. But that was his prediction. He said Israel will not last any longer than the Soviet Union did. And, of course, Israel is now 65 years, so that's even before 2022. But that's where that originated.
Wow. So it's somewhat of a false prophecy, of course. A prophetic word of God tells us that Israel will never be completely destroyed. They're going to have a lot of problems during the tribulation. And the Palestinian people will be a part of that. So somewhat of that prophecy is exact with what the Word of God calls for. Well, let's talk about something else as it relates to Hamas, because they've been firing rockets, as you mentioned, into Israel proper. And Israel said they're going to make Hamas suffer if they continue to do this.
Well, Jimmy, Ashkelon, it's a city I often visit. Close friends of mine have a house there, and I've been there when some of these rockets have hit. And it's a horrible experience. It's a major Israeli city, and for them to be firing in this way, Israel has to punish. 5 rockets, way too much, at a city. So they went into Gaza already and struck a number of targets, I believe, and more will come if there's any more rockets. I'm sure they mean that statement.
Yes, indeed. They're going to have to deal with terrorists, as I would think any country in the world would have to deal with someone firing those types of rockets into their population centers. Talk to me in this final thought, if you will, David, about a call by one of the members of the Palestinian Authority, the Minister of Religious Affairs, saying, hey, the Islamists, the jihadists, need to be coming into Jerusalem instead of going into Syria. So he's calling for a jihad in Jerusalem. What's going on?
Well, they'd have to get past the Israeli army to do that, and Israel's borders are not totally impenetrable, but they certainly are nothing like Syria's at present, where there's a massive war raging. So, but if there's a major Palestinian uprising, and as I said, there's a suspicion that could be the result of this, quote, peace process, then that might open the way for others to come in and for chaos to grow. But the war has always been about Jerusalem, and as you know, the books, it will be to the end. So such a call is not really all that surprising.
It certainly isn't. And the ancient prophet Jeremiah, 2,500 years ago, chapter 12 and verse 2, said Jerusalem would become a cup of trembling, basically a center of controversy is what the text is calling for. David Dolan covers the Middle East news for us. He does that from vast experience and from a vantage point where he can stay on top of everything. David, thank you so much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Well, Jimmy, God bless.